The number of Montanans applying for health insurance plans under the Affordable Care Act continues to climb. Residents signed up for about 4,000 plans on the state's online Obamacare marketplace in the month of February. That makes nearly 23,000 plans since the marketplace opened last fall. Capital reporter Dan Boyce tells us the rate of signups sits above the national average.
59-year-old Luke Hallberg is walking out of the offices of the Montana Health Co-op in Helena. That's one of the three companies that sells insurance plans through Montana's Affordable Care Act marketplace.
Looking at the paperwork, it says I had to pay by the 15th or I'm doomed.
He's trying to get signed up for coverage by the 15th of this month to have coverage start April 1st. Kohlberg has been unemployed for about 6 years, living off the income from some investments. He falls into the gap created when the Montana legislature opted not to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. He makes too much to qualify for Medicaid as it stands, but not enough to be eligible for subsidies on the exchange.
I spent numerous days on the internet, and I wanted to have some questions answered.
The Obamacare online marketplace website had a disastrous rollout last fall, and inside the health co-op, Chief External Affairs Officer Rick Yeary says his business is still having problems with the site, especially when it comes to signing up low-income Montanans who may not have a credit history or email address.
It just takes a long time to enroll. It's confusing to a lot of folks on what they need to do to actually get a policy up.
Still, he says the co-op has had a steady stream of people signing up, and statewide, the rate of signups is almost a percentage point higher than the rate nationwide. About 2.25% in Montana, about 1.33% for the U.S. as a whole.
It's not an insignificant chunk of people.
That's Jennifer McKee. She's the communications director for the State Commissioner of Securities and Insurance. She says it's not the role of the commissioner's office to cheerlead for Obamacare or tear it down. And the office has not been all positive about the implementation of the law in the past. But McKee says the nearly 23,000 policies sold does not equal how many people are now covered under the law. A policy could cover a whole family, for instance.
So the whole picture of how well Obamacare is or is not doing in Montana is still being developed at this point.
The Montana Republican Party is still arguing for the full repeal of the Affordable Care Act. Executive Director Bowen Greenwood says more health insurance plans have been canceled because of the law than have been created through it. It's not exactly clear if that's the case, but it's arguable. And he says it's from the new requirements placed on insurance plans.
Those additional services drove up the cost quite a bit, and a lot of folks found that their health insurance plans, which they had used for a long time, were suddenly discontinued.
But back at the Montana Health Co-op, 59-year-old Luke Hallberg has some new peace of mind. He now has health insurance for the first time in 5 years. It's catastrophic coverage, meaning it will only come into play if he gets really hurt.
This is like the bronze plan, which is going to have to be good enough for now.
But it will only cost him less than $5 a month. Yet, to make enough income to qualify for the subsidy to make the plan that cheap, he has to sell one of his old cars. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.